Hello, welcome to 251, Two Pianists, 5 minutes, one subject. Today we're going to do one of our occasional book reviews. This one is of The Horn by John Cleland Holmes. My name's Nick Tomlin.
My name's Simon Whiteside, and this is 251. John Cleland Holmes was born in March 1926, and he was quite an academic. Certainly towards the end of his life, he held several posts. He studied at Columbia in 1943 and then was drafted into the, I think, Navy, but I can't remember. Mm. And then when he came out on the GI Bill, he did another semester at Columbia. But he also then went to the New School in 1949, which is where he met Jack Kerouac. And the New School is well known for sort of theatre and stuff as well. And they remained lifelong friends. In fact, there's a biography by Anne Charters and Samuel Charters, and Anne Charters was friends with both of them, called Brother Souls, which is how John Cleland Holmes described him and Jack Kerouac's connection. And in fact, it's rumoured that that John Cleland Holmes actually came up with the title Beat Generation. Mm-hmm. But his novels came out. His first novel was published as Go, a fictional book based on real characters such as Ginsberg and the like. Mm. And it is considered one of the first beat novels. And he followed that up with reasonable success, that book. The Horn was his second novel, and that's probably his most successful. Mm. And they're thinly disguised characters from the real jazz world. Mm. The protagonist is a fictional tenor colossus called Edgar Poole, and is known as the Horn in the industry because he's that good. And he's a bridging character from the swinging to bebop, so he's basically Lester Young. And his trajectory is from the sort of revered alpha male to a rather weird end, which we'll talk about. And the book takes place over one evening, and the Horn it's his final day, really, and he is stumbling through New York after being outplayed, allegedly for the first time, on the bandstand in a cutting session by a young sax player. And it's his friends and his lovers searching for him and reflecting on his life, really. But what I find most interesting about it is John Cleland Holmes tried to structure the book as jazz is structured. So the main characters who talk about their friend or lover or whatever, those chapters are called choruses. Mm. And then the other people chip in between those chapters in something called riffs. Mm. So it goes chapter, riffs, chapter, riffs. And the only real problem is that he clearly didn't really understand jazz. and he talks about people, you know, going... playing out of nowhere and taking the first 12.
Right, okay.
And having this thing where they're swapping fours and eights, but he thinks it's sixes and threes.
Right.
Don't know why he didn't just ask someone. But the kind of feeling of jazz is really there. Mm. And there's a lot of talking about jazz and how it feels. And his language is very poetic. And, you know, it's a really evocative book. Mm. It's just not particularly accurate musically.
Yeah.
And I think those things were easy to fix. And in fact, in subsequent editions, I don't know why he didn't fix them.
That's strange.
But I would recommend it as a book worth reading. And I think it's more for the... He was a proper writer. Mm. And he didn't write in that stream of consciousness way. It feels structured, and there's some brilliant sentences in there already that I've enjoyed. Mm. And he talks about the Horn's favourite girlfriend, current girlfriend, in sort of wonderful terms. Anyway, The Horn, John Cleland Holmes. You can buy it. It's out there. My name's Simon Whiteside. Goodbye.
And my name's Nick Tomlin. Goodbye.